over the weekend. Bikers against farm workers, farm murders, I'm sorry, got together. There was a large protest. Joining us on the line, MP Michael Bagrim. A very good morning. Thanks for taking the time to speak to us.
An absolute pleasure. Thank you.
So can you just give us, let's just start off with what happened this weekend. There was a large protest. Give us the context around this.
Well, thank you. Yes, there was a protest across the country, which funnily enough was also joined by those against gender-based violence, in particular here in Cape Town. But this was quite across the country. And in fact, there was a really peaceful mass rally, motorbike rally in Pretoria to the union buildings that went off really smoothly. The police assisted them to hand over their memorandum, and there were over 1,000 bikes arrived. I think it was something like 5,000 bikes arrived, mm-hmm. and it went really smoothly. Well, here in Cape Town at Parliament, obviously a lot of the motorbike clubs, I belong to one of the motorbike clubs, a Harley-Davidson Free Chapter Cape Town I belong to. And they got the message as well that the motorbikes were going to drive to Parliament, meet outside the entrance of Parliament, hand over a petition, and then drive on. So it was supposed to be a shout-out, obviously, to government saying, please assist the farm workers, the farmers who are being murdered almost wholesale. And it's been going on for a good 20 years this now, and they decided that they would ride to Parliament. They were also joined by students and women who were protesting against gender-based violence. So it was, you know, we know as Jews that a loss of one life is a loss of eternity. And this seemed to be very well organized and great. And the motorbikes arrived. There must have been about just under 1,000 motorbikes arrived. Incredible. And I had been there earlier. I had gone into my office at Parliament and parked my motorbike on the side. So I came down earlier to see that everything was in order for MP Lindy Wilson from the Democratic Alliance to accept the memorandum. I found Lindy. We walked to the Louis Botha statue outside the entrance to Parliament. And lo and behold, the police had cordoned off all the streets leading to Parliament. I went to go and speak to them and ask them what's going on. Well, you know, there's a peaceful march. At that stage, no motorbikes had arrived, but hundreds of students, mostly women students, had arrived with their posters against gender-based violence, very peaceful. Mostly young women who were protesting, went to go and speak to a group who were from UCT. Funnily enough, quite a lot of Jewish women I recognized. In the group against gender-based violence. And the police said no. They're not allowing anyone anywhere near Parliament. I don't know what they were trying to protect because there's no one in Parliament on a Sunday and certainly all the gates are locked. And they said no, forget it. And I tried to explain that they just wanted to hand over a petition and ride on. And by not accepting the petition, you're just creating concerns and havoc.
You're sending an incredibly negative message.
Well, I mean, it just shows you what people feel within the police force. They just didn't care. I said, do you know what this is about? No, they don't care. They don't want me there. I mustn't stand near them. And I'm not allowed to stand on this side of the banners. I said, but I've just come out of my office. I'm going to go back into my office and try and find out what's going on. And of course, I couldn't find out what was going on, and within the next half an hour, about 1,000 motorbikes arrived. And so you can imagine the chaos, because now they're driving around town, having been cordoned off the whole of Plain Street
And as it is, that area is
absolute hazard. I don't know what the hell they were doing. I just don't understand it. And I tried to get to speak to the police woman in charge, who told me that, I said, look, and I've come through from Parliament. She said, what are you doing on this side of the banner? And she said, I said, I come through from Parliament. She said, you're a bloody liar. So, I mean, wow. I couldn't understand it. Well, at one point, obviously, now they were all behind the banners, all these motorbikes all revving. I mean, it did sound a bit chaotic. And, obviously everyone had told the police, because there must have been, Well, if I'm underestimating over 100 policemen present, and traffic cops and All the newspapers were there and all the TV stations. So obviously it was planned. I mean, they can't say that this comes as a terrible shock to them. And the reality is that I decided, well, this is no good. It's not going to work. The police had told me it's all illegal and I must go away. In fact, she told me in much harsher terms, which we wouldn't use on a family radio station.
Unbelievable, and, the lack of respect.
Yeah, so I then walked away. I was joined by MPs Noko, also a DA MP, and MP Khalip Kachalia, who came out to see what was going on. I mean, you know, there's a lot of noise and whatever. They both came out. And, of course, with Lindy Wilson, and we decided to walk away. And as we were walking away towards back into our offices at Parliament, we heard gunshots. And we also heard what those called stun grenades going on. I mean, the police decided, no, this is an appropriate time to set off stun grenades. I mean, the question to be asked is, this is a peaceful ride-in. They wanted to hand over a piece of paper and go home. When you have real violent action where they're burning shops and looting and all sorts of other things, those sorts of riots, the police are nowhere to be seen. So this is a nice, nice, easy target. You've got a group of women protesting against gender-based violence, and you've got a group of people on the back of motorbikes who wanted to hand over a petition. No, those are the right people to throw stun grenades at. So the whole thing is just silly, and it reminds me very much of what the apartheid police
did. I was thinking the same thing.
When that group walked across Duval Drive, from Khayelitsha at the time and Nyanga, and of course the police didn't want to receive their petition and went and arrested the leaders.
I was just thinking the same thing at Wits University. It would have been exactly this type of situation under an apartheid government. Denied the right to protest.
Correct. And now today we celebrate Philip Khosana, which is now the new Duval Drive. It's Philip Khosana Drive. And he was arrested in that. And my whole mind went back. I was at school at the time when Philip Khosana was arrested, and I remember the fear and the problem. This was even in those days, it was a peaceful march to the government to hand over a petition. That's all it was. And the police went and messed it up really badly.
So, Michael, here's the question: why have farm murders become a politicized issue? This should never be a politicized issue. It's a criminal one, and everybody should be united in the horror of what is happening out in these areas. Why does this seem to have taken on a political edge?
Well, it's quite obvious. First of all, a lot of the farmers that have been murdered and their families are white Afrikaans families. So somehow the police and the government seems to think that's of a political nature. We mustn't protect them. And the other thing, of course, is that, and we see this often in this country, is that as soon as it doesn't affect me or you or someone in parliament, then it's not an issue at all. And unfortunately, the police seem to have withdrawn any support, whereas a few years back, I don't know if you recall, they used to have commandos where the farmers would try and protect themselves because it's very difficult for police to get out there. And the Minister of Police at the time banned that, outlawed any sort of self-protection unit. They just outlawed it completely. So the farmers were left high and dry. And one gets the strong feeling that they're doing everything in their power. Government's doing everything in its power not to protect the farmers. And it's such a weird feeling. I mean, I also said, look, you know, there's a lot more murders in the townships than there are farmers.
Yes, that's interesting, Michael. I was saying a little bit earlier, some time ago, I got into trouble for a lot of trouble, as I do with my articles, for writing an article saying it was that day that people were wearing black against white farm murders. It was a couple of years ago. And I said, I'm not doing that for that exact same reason, is because there are nurses in the townships, there's teachers, there's people. The murder rate in this country is totally out of control. Let's focus on murder. and not focus on the racial issue. But as we're saying to our listeners a little bit earlier, strangely enough, the argument in the, if we just put that aside for a moment and we look at the Black Lives Matter movement, people that say, well, all lives matter, the counter argument to that is, well, you know, if someone's house is burning and they run out screaming, my house is on fire, nobody says, well, my house is important too, why are we focusing on your house? If there's a problem, we need to deal with the problem.
That's therefore right.
It's the same thing with saving the rhino. I don't know. You can't tell an activist saving the rhino that impala are important too. No one's arguing that impala aren't important, but the focus is when we've got something, when we've got a crisis, look at that crisis. So strangely enough, the Black Lives Matter movement has changed my view about these farm murders, because it is a crisis, and it is something that needs to be focused on. And we can't, yes, murder is terrible, and yes, murder is happening everywhere, but we do need to focus on these. They do have certain, it's very specific circumstances around isolation, and it seems to be around the brutality about it, which is also a major concern, because it doesn't seem, in inverted commas, normal in a South African bizarre reality when we used to robberies, we used to our home invasions. This is a different level of brutality.
Well, the bottom line is no one goes into a farm and shoots the farmer and then goes and loots the house. What they do is they torture the farmers. Mm. And we've been seeing this evidence all along. It's like gender-based violence. So we all know that violence is bad, all violent, but it doesn't undermine the gender-based violence campaigns against gender-based violence, because we know that that is a specific type of insidious violence that seems to be so pervasive in our society. And that's the problem. And that's why we all support action against gender-based violence.
Sure.
I don't like violence of any nature. It would be terrible for someone to
And it's
to
not suggesting you. if you support the action movements against gender-based violence, it doesn't mean that you support male on male violence.
Correct. Mm. Absolutely. Mm. And that's the very point about this farm murders. I don't know if you recall many years ago, it was a march in Pretoria by the Portuguese community, because a lot of the heads of the Portuguese households were running small shops. I think mostly in the East Rand were being murdered. Those shops were being looted. There was a big thing about it. The Portuguese community at the time was right in the beginning under Mandela's government, then marched on government to ask for protection. And it was Chief Sweaty who said they must go back to Portugal. It was a well-known thing. In fact, the South African Jewish Board of Deputies at the time came out against that and said, how dare you pick on a people?
Absolutely.
It was the Jewish community that then spoke up and said, no, you don't pick on any people. They mustn't go back to Portugal. These are South Africans. It's like telling the Jewish community to go back to Israel. And we took exception to that.
Amazing. Michael Bergram, unfortunately, we do need to leave it there. Fascinating. And just keep up the good work that you are doing. It is 7:27. I'm Howard Feldman. This is Your Morning Mayhem.